We all know those guards that guard Buckingham Palace in their red suits and those wonderful, annoying black poofy hats on the top of our heads. We know how they change guard and walk around and stand guard over the palace and the queen and the queen's family. We have all seen security guards at the mall with their handcuffs, and we wonder to ourselves, there's no possible way with all the donuts they have eaten they're going to chase anybody down, but still they guard the mall nonetheless. Rather more seriously, there are guards who stand guard at the tomb of the unknown soldier, and it is a true bewilderment to watch them change the guard. There have been guards who stand guard over presidents, whether they be Secret Service members, whether they be personal individual bodyguards. We have seen Kevin Costner stand guard over Whitney Houston in the movie The Bodyguard. So we have this idea of what it means to have somebody or something stand guard over somebody else. Perhaps then, with that idea in our minds, we can come to understand when Paul writes that over the Christian, God will set his peace to stand guard, to keep watch over those whose hearts and minds are in Christ Jesus. Just as somebody guards the palace, just as somebody guards a person, so too do over all Christians, God has set a body guard. The peace and the presence of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. In our text, we are reminded that the peace of God, which governs every mind, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. It seems then that every Christian has a personal bodyguard to watch over their hearts and their minds and their bodies, to guard their hearts from anxiety, from fear, from worry, for all of those things which threaten to consume us every moment of every day. We have God's peace to stand guard over us and to protect us. Like a guard guarding the palace, the Spirit of Jesus Christ stands guard over you and over me. Perhaps then we can understand, if this is our bodyguard, why Paul writes to the Philippians and to us to not be anxious, to not be worried, to be consumed by the things that are going on, whether it be the church or the world around them. Instead of being anxious and worried, the peace of God is the bodyguard over the hearts and minds of God's people. So then it isn't up to you or to me to fix our problems. If it was, we would be thoroughly worried and anxious because it would be on our shoulders to carry this burden, whatever that burden is. And we know what it is like to carry heavy burdens, to be weighed down, to be consumed by them. And if it was up to us, well, I don't know about you, but I got a lot to be worried about if it's up to me. But we are also not alone. And when we have this feeling of being alone, that's when we start to get worried. We start to let our imaginations run wild because we feel like it is us against the world, or rather it is me against the world, me against the whatever it is that is threatening me. Like it's me against the cancer. It's me against grief. It's me against poverty. It's me against addiction. It's me against insert whatever you want here. And if we are alone in this world, then we start to get worried and anxious. But there's one thing in particular that makes us the most worried and the most anxious of all. And that is that we really don't have control over the things in this world. We just simply can't do it or fix it. We don't have any say in it. If we did have a say in it or authority over it, it wouldn't be like it is, because I could change it and affect it and make it better. And yet there are plenty of things in this world over which I have no control. In humor, like football. In seriousness, poverty. Another person. Hate. Struggles. A person's emotions, a person's troubles. There are plenty of things in this world over which you and I have no control. And when we don't have control, we tend to get worried and stressed, and we start to become anxious and fretful and stew. But when we are anxious, the good news for us is that God's peace is standing guard over the very things that want to be anxious. Our very hearts and our minds, which worry and think and run wild, are the very things that have the peace of God standing guard. And so Paul not only says, "Don't be anxious," but he goes so far as to say, pray about everything. So in a word, Paul is saying, don't worry about a thing. Instead, pray about everything. And you will find that the peace of God will stand faithfully, guarding hearts and minds. So instead of putting it on my shoulders and getting worried, in prayer we put it on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. I'm pretty sure that if I try to carry a burden, it's going to weigh me down and ultimately crush me. But if I put it on the burden and on shoulders of Jesus Christ, I think we will find that he will overcome it. But it means that I have to put it upon Christ. I must surrender it to Christ. I must hand it over to Christ. And here is the most difficult part. I have to let it go. I have to surrender it. I have to say, here it is. I wash my hands of it. And that is tough. It is difficult. Because our first reaction is not to hand it over, our first reaction is to take it upon ourselves. Not to surrender it, but to hold it. Perhaps then, this is why prayer is so profound, because in prayer we lay it at the feet of Christ. We give it over. And if we don't pray, we never hand it over. So my friends, when we are told to pray about everything, whatever it is that is troubling you, whatever name you put on it, whatever face you put on it, in prayer we put it on Christ. And I'm pretty sure he can carry it. But if we are alone in our anxiety, when we are in prayer, it is precisely when we come closest to God Almighty. It is when God is at its closest and nearest to us, when we are in prayer with God, when we come into our sacred space with God, wherever it is and whatever the circumstances are. When we pray to God, we are ever reminded we are not in this by ourselves. But God has come into our world to come into our space, to ever be near us and with us, and more importantly, that God might be for us. So when we enter into a time of prayer, we invite Jesus into our space, into our worlds, into our kingdoms. And then in our prayer life, we find that the kingdom of God has come near. But the most important piece of our prayer life is that when we pray to God, we are ever reminded that Jesus is Lord, and not all of those things that we are worried about. When we pray to God in the Spirit and through the Son, we are ever reminded that God is God and our troubles are not. When we enter into our prayer life, we are reminded that the golden calves of our world are merely empty statues made by human hands, and there is but one true and living God, and his name is love and grace and mercy. Perhaps then, when we enter into our prayer life, there is no anxiety there, because we are reminded Jesus is Lord, and all the junk in this world ain't. So we are not to be worried about a thing. We are instead reminded to pray about everything. And we will find that the peace of God is already standing guard and watch over our hearts and over our minds. So the good news for us is it ain't up to you. It ain't up to me. It certainly means that we are not alone in our troubles. And it most certainly does not mean that whatever assails you or us does not sit on the throne that God does. And that means that we are not a forsaken people, that we have not been abandoned, we have not been left behind to swim in the deep end by ourselves. It means that even though Jesus might have left, Jesus has left something important behind. That Jesus has left his Spirit, a Spirit of peace, to stand watch and to stand guard over you until Jesus should return. So, my friends, you ain't got nothing to be worried about. There is no room for anxiety or stress. It isn't up to you or to me. We ain't alone in this world or in this life, and whatever it is that is assailing you, whatever name you put on it, whatever face, they ain't Lord. Because God made Jesus to be Lord. Therefore, don't be worried about a thing, but instead, pray to God about everything, and you will find the peace of Christ standing guard and watch over you. Alleluia. Alleluia. That is truly something to rejoice about and to rejoice at all times. That the Lord would be near, that the Lord would carry our burdens, the very fact that Jesus is Lord and no country or nation could ever be. So, my friends, My brothers and sisters in Christ, don't worry about a thing. Instead, pray about everything. And you will find that the peace which only the Spirit can give is already standing guard and watch over your hearts and in your minds. To God be the glory and the honor and the alleluias of his people, this moment and forever and ever. Amen. Would you all please join with me in our affirmation of faith found in our bulletins this morning? We believe that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for we know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to God's purposes. We are convinced that neither life, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. We have two prayer concerns for us this morning. One is the continued healing of Linda Bennett's hand and leg, and one is for Cindy Cadill's surgery, knee surgery coming up this week. So let us keep them both in our prayers. Yes?
Can I ask for prayers for Betty Bell?
Yes? Are there any others that anybody has?